This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is John Jetter. He's the music director and conductor of the Fort Smith Symphony. Welcome back.
Hello. Good to see you.
Good to see you. We are talking in this in the next few minutes about the 2011-2012 season.
That's right, of the Fort Smith Symphony.
Right.
Every time you and I have talked about this, we do this every year. Mm-hmm. Well, we talk about specific concerts, but we always do a big season overview. What do I always say? This is going to be the best season.
Yet.
That's right. And guess what? I can honestly say that. What happens is every year the orchestra does more, we receive more support, the orchestra gets larger, we're able to do more, we're able to bulk up our concerts even more and more. And 11-12, I have to say, is pretty exciting. We have our 6 subscription concerts. There's going to be an additional concert we'll talk about in a few minutes. But we open the season. We can't open the season any bigger than we are with the Violin Concerto by Jan Sibelius and Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. So there you have it. The Rite of Spring, that's the most influential orchestral work of the 20th century. We're pushing 105, 110 players for that concert. It's a big orchestra. It'll be our largest ever. And that happened. That's always happens. Every year, our large concert always features a few more players, We're running out of room on stage. The Rite of Spring, the chance to hear that live, you got to take advantage of it. It's just such a neat piece. The orchestra is really excited about performing it. And the Violin Concerto by Sibelius, I have to say, is one of my top 2 or 3 favorite concertos for any instrument. It's a beautiful piece. Caroline Goulding, who is our soloist, is one of the most prominent young American violinists now. She has performed with most of the major orchestras. She's frequently invited back even before they do the concert. After a rehearsal or two, they say, okay, when can you come back? She is a terrific young, prominent artist, and she's like just hitting the super big time now. I there'll be a recording contract probably soon for her, and everyone loves her playing. I've heard her play a number of times, and it's just terrific. So we're lucky to have her come.
And it's also almost the centennial anniversary of the Rite of Spring.
That's right.
It was
That's
1913
That's
when
right.
Stravinsky
yeah.
composed it.
And it's amazing. 1913, and people are going to hear it, and it's still going to sound very new. It's a very it's a very driven piece. It's very primitive in so many ways. It's just terrific, and people love it.
And that first concert is called The Right Stuff.
The Right Stuff, yeah.
Is that you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I love the movie also.
Yes.
In fact, I just watched that movie about a week ago. I love that. Yeah. Anyway, we move on. And that concert is
October 1st.
All of our concerts are on Saturday evenings, all at the Arkansas Best Corporation Performing Arts Center. We go from The Right Stuff to Cherish the Ladies. They are one of the most prominent Celtic ensembles, vocalists, instrumentalists, dancers in the world. They are arguably the most prominent Irish ensemble. They perform with, I don't know how many orchestras. That's their main thing, with symphony orchestra. And you can't do any better than have these folks come and perform, these ladies come and perform. We'll be doing an evening of Irish and Celtic favorites. We'll also be performing a little music by John Williams. And it's terrific to have them be able to come. We go on now to Christmas.
When I first saw this headline, A Jubilant Christmas, I said to myself, I wonder if that means Jubilant Sykes is involved.
Yeah, And people in the KUAF listening area, of course, know Jubilant Sykes. He's going to be performing our Christmas concert, and that's going to be great to have him perform a number of sing a number of popular Christmas songs. He's doing a number of sort of folk Christmas favorites, and I know that concert's going to sell out. We're really looking forward to having him perform with us. I think it's the first time he has performed in Fort Smith. Mm-hmm. I know he's performed in Northwest Arkansas a few times, so he's got a following in the region, and we're really lucky to have him come.
And the first time I know of in the region he will have done Christmas.
That's right. And I think the first time in the region he's performed with Symphony Orchestra, is that right? Because I think he's done...
I think he's worked here with Alan Chow.
He's worked with Alan Chow, and then there was another concert with another soloist. I should know that.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right.
So, and he's looking forward to coming, and we've worked out a really nice program. So we're looking forward to that. That is Saturday, December 3rd. Mm-hmm. We then have on our next concert another tenor. So we have Jubilant singing at Christmas. We have a wonderful Italian tenor named Pasquale Esposito. He is a real interesting. He's classically trained, but in Europe he also had a popular music career, so he's a great crossover artist. And basically, we're doing a three tenors concert with one tenor.
So the one tenor.
Yeah, yeah. We're calling it Tenorissimo, and he's going to be performing music from Tosca and from Rigoletto. He'll also be performing a number of Neapolitan songs, pieces like Granada or La Danza, Funiculi, Funicula, mm-hmm. O Sole Mio, those sort of things. So I think people are going to be real excited. We're also going to have him perform a few duets with Catherine White, who's a terrific mezzo-soprano. So that'll be a wonderful concert, too. That's January 28th. Our next subscription concert, I'm very proud to say, is probably the first... And I've been doing my homework. It's probably the first orchestral concert of its kind anywhere ever.
I remember you first talking to me about this a couple of years ago.
That's right. About 3 years ago, we did what was arguably another first in the symphony business. Don Bailey, who's a director of jazz at UA Fort Smith, terrific performer, outstanding performer, jazz performer and composer, wrote something called a jazz suite, mm-hmm. and it was the history of jazz from the slave trade to the most current. The concert was hugely successful. I'd say it was one of our most successful concerts. We had a lot of guest artists. Of course, the Fort Smith Symphony was there. It was all originally composed by Don, and it was a chronological history, highlighting the different styles. We had a narrator, and it was hugely successful. So actually, right after the concert, you know, here we finally get over this thing, and the last thing he wants to hear is, you know, can you write another one of these? So of course, that's what I did. So we are performing the History of Rock and Roll, and it is a large-scale collaboration with the Fort Smith Symphony and UA Fort Smith. Don Bailey is the composer, performer. Gary Hutchinson, who is a well-known rock and roll guitarist in the region, will be featured. We're going to have the UA Fort Smith Chorale, the UA Fort Smith Jazz Cats, the Jazz Band, quite a few of the faculty all involved in this project. And it is a history of rock and roll with narration, and we're going to go through all the styles for large-scale symphony orchestra, big chorus. And the point of all this, really, is that rock and roll has a lot of similarities to Bach. And we all kind of know that, but we're going to try to show that, and what we really are interested in saying is, look, it's all great music, fun music is great, fun, no matter what the genre is. And yeah, there's some rock that people like more than others, but classical music, there's some
same
classical
thing.
Music that people right. really gravitate to and others. And the reality is, when you're talking about classical music, yeah, there are great pieces, but there are also pieces of classical music that really aren't that great. I mean, they sound nice, but within the context of everything being written, yeah. Same thing with
sure.
jazz, same thing with rock. So it's ultimately a celebration about kind of the best music that there is, focusing a little bit on, specifically on rock and roll.
Gotcha.
For the first time ever
yeah.
in the world of
a concert
symphonic
like
music.
No other.
That's right. We end the season with Flights of Fantasy, and that is on May 19th. We perform Debussy's Afternoon of a Faun, Wright Flight, which is a concerto for piano and orchestra. I'll get to that in a second. And the Enigma Variations of Sir Edward Elgar, which is one of my favorite pieces. That'll be a wonderful way to end the season. Michael Shelley is a composer. He's actually been our most frequent return visitor to the Fort Smith Symphony. He is one of the most often performed concert composers in the United States, actually, if you look at the number of pieces. He wrote a concerto for piano and orchestra. It's in four movements called Right Flight. Now, we open with the right stuff at the beginning of the season. This is Right with a W. It is written for, was written for the 100th anniversary of the Wright brothers' first flight. And although there, of course, they tried a number of times, there were essentially four real official attempts to get the plane into the air. And each movement is, are those attempts.
Wow.
So we've got a really terrific season.
Okay, so the subscription season, you can get your subscription tickets when?
Starting July 5th.
Okay.
And for information and tickets, you can call the Fort Smith Symphony at 452-7575. The website should have that information by this time. And we are currently just finishing up our subscription renewals, which are going really well. There's a lot of excitement for the season, as you can imagine.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.